Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. Vijay Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle, she's strong,
she's strong.
Of your favorite song,
incredible,
what you can achieve, when she really, 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 the force behind every
Dr. Vijay Relaford.
That theme song, The Power of a Woman, by Antonia Lawrence, it gets me going every time I hear it. You can purchase it on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Well, walking, well, welcome to Walking in Power. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. Vijay Relaford, and I welcome you to our sixth season where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our special guest today is Dr. Will D. Hayes. Oh, you are going to be blessed by his testimony and what he's going to share with us about being a bivocational ministry leader, kingdom leader. It's very interesting, and you'll be amazed at how God has been using him. If you would like to share your products, business, project, and or ministry on Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, we would love for you to be one of our sponsors or advertiser. We have affordable marketing opportunities. Now, let's hear a word from our sponsors so that we can get right back with you with Dr. Will D. Hayes.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
Well, what you've been waiting for, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to us from, we have the Reverend Dr. Will D. Hayes III. He was born in Alabaster, Alabama. He later journeyed to Chicago, Illinois, where he lived with his mother for several years. Returning to Alabama to live with his grandparents, Dr. Hayes graduated from high school and enrolled at Alabama State University, where he earned the Bachelor of Arts degree in Theater Arts with a concentration in Theater Arts and Public Relations. Realizing that God had a divine call upon his life, he decided to attend the Interdenominational Theological Center as a student of Morehouse School of Religion in 1997. On May 12, 2001, he earned both the Master of Divinity and the Master of Arts degree in Christian Education. On May 12th, the Reverend Dr. Will Hayes received his Doctor of Ministry degree with honors from ITC in Atlanta. His dissertation was titled, Using the Arts, Music, Mind, Dance, and Drama to Enhance the Spirituality of a Youth. He has so much more, and I'll let him share that with you. But would you please welcome with me Dr. Will Hayes. Hello, hello, Dr. Hayes. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So glad to finish out the year with such a mighty man of God.
Well, we're honored to be on your show and sharing with you. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we're excited. We saw you at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and it was our heart to have you on. I wanted to make sure that happened before the year was out. I'm a woman of my word, so I wanted to make sure I brought your gift to our Walking in Power audience.
Thank you so kindly.
Well, Dr. Hayes, tell us a little bit about your personal testimony. You share with our audience about it.
Well, back in the day, I'm from the old school, and I used to do everything up under the moon, stars, and sun. I used to drink E&J, Tanqueray, Alizé. It made me do anything you say three times a day. I was out in the streets game banging. I was carrying guns and knives and billy clubs, pots and pans, anything I could get my hand on. I was just out of control. But here's the funny part, still in the church, singing in the choir, playing the piano, still going to church. So I was the model child by day, but I was a terror by night. And between the ages of 15 and 18, those were my troubled years when Satan really tried to snuff me out. And I was 15 years old after moving back from Chicago. The winters in Chicago were so brutal. My beloved mother sent me back south to stay with my grandparents. And when I entered my teenage years, it seemed like things just took a turn for the worse. And I can remember just like yesterday, I was a 15-year-old juvenile and had gotten in trouble, and the judge told me, he said, I don't want to see you in the courtroom again. So I went right back out doing the same old things that I were doing prior to the first time. Unfortunately, the second time around, I wasn't so lucky. I had turned a legal age in the state of Alabama and got caught up with the wrong crowd, and we were stealing radios out of people's cars and doing some of everything, trying to make a fast dollar, and ended up, we didn't get caught, but one of the guys with us ratted us out, told on us. They called him the next morning. He was greeted. The next morning, they caught him down at a tire shop trying to steal some flat tires off cars. And so when they caught him, of course, he told what we did the night before, and the police drove up in my grandparents' yard, and I knew exactly what it was about. My grandparents had no clue what I was doing. And so, long story short, they took me on in, and I stood before the judge on a Thursday afternoon. I stood before the judge, and as I walked in the courtroom, my grandmother was there with other family members with tears in her eyes, and she was looking my way praying. Well, I said to myself, I said, now this is a praying woman. Surely she can get a prayer through. But when I stood before the judge said to me, he said, the state of Alabama versus Will D'Angelo Hayes III, we sentence you to 25 years in the state penitentiary. And he hit the gavel down on the desk and sent me back to my jail cell. I was in a jail cell with two men who were standing time for murder. And I stayed on those bars all night Thursday night. And I cried like a baby. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, if you get me out of this, I make a promise to you to never turn back, and I do what you would want me to do, and I straighten up. Well, seemed like wasn't nothing going to happen because I was just in my feelings all Thursday night, didn't go to sleep, scared to go to sleep. I'm in jail cell with two muscular men standing time for murder, had no idea what they were going to try to do to me, but thanks be to God, they didn't do nothing, because thanks be to God, God sent the angels in the jail cell just like he did with Daniel's in the lion's den.
Yes, Lord.
And on
yes,
that
Lord.
Friday morning, they came back to my jail cell, and they said to me, you need to go back to see the judge again. And in my mind, I'm thinking that they had found something that they had not found before on me. And so I go back into the courtroom full of people. And my grandmother, bless her soul, she's sleeping in the arms of Jesus, Mamie Lee Hayes. As I walked in the second time, she hollered out, that's my baby. If God can't do it, it can't be done.
Mm.
And I stood before the same judge who previously, the day before, had sentenced me to 25 years. I stood before the same judge, and the judge said to me, he said, after carefully reviewing your case, we've decided to give you a suspended sentence.
My God.
It wasn't enough people living to bury the dead.
My grandmother
broke out in a shout like a rash. And
that was
the turning point in my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a testimony. What would the young Will Hayes say today to Dr. Will Hayes?
Well, the young Will Hayes would probably say to Dr. Hayes, I wish I had not have made the mistakes that I made. However, it all worked out for my good, because
yes,
out of that test came a testimony.
Mm-hmm,
and prayerfully,
mm-hmm,
we're able now to share with other young people about not being involved in gang activity, not thinking that wearing your pants halfway your behind is cool, not thinking
that
knowing all the raps, all the lyrics to the rap songs is hip, but yet you can't pass a math class, to tell these young people that there is a better way. That doesn't take nothing away from you wanting to be young and wanting to be cool and in with the 21st century. It takes nothing away from that. But what it does is adds to it.
Mm. You are a bivocational pastor and drama teacher. What are some challenges in doing so, and what are you seeing now in our school system?
Oh, my God. We've been teaching in DeKalb County schools for 12 years and been pastoring for the same amount of years, and it's only by the grace of God that we're able to do both of them at the same time, because both of them are two of the most stressful jobs that any individual can have.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we've seen in the school system, it's not like it was, Dr. BJ, when we were coming up, you know, the teacher could get you. The school bus driver,
mm-hmm,
could get you.
Mm-hmm.
The principal,
amen,
could paddle you. And so it's a different dynamic now, because the students, for the most part, understand the limitations on teachers. They understand the limitations on parents. But I can remember a time my mama told me, she said, wherever you show out, that's where I'm going to show up.
That's right.
But it wasn't back in the day, it wasn't a 1-800 number you could call and talk about some child abuse. You see, now, let me be very clear, I don't advocate for child abuse. That's not what I'm saying. But I do advocate for what the Bible says, because I understand that the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. And the Bible clearly says, spare the rod and you spoil the child. Well, when I was back in the day, we used to have little shopping stores that were very small, and I couldn't run around and wreck stuff off the shelves and kick and scream and tell mama, if you don't buy this box of cereal, I'm just going to sit in the floor and just scream and holler.
Right. We didn't have that option.
It wasn't no option.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing now in the school system, I'm seeing students, there's so many dynamics. First of all, number one, you have a social dynamic. You got kids raising kids. And so you have the issue of parenting skills not being what they should be, and that's not to, you know, bring any shame on anybody, because we thank God for the babies that are born. But I think that there, from a social perspective, there needs to be more training, more teaching these young ladies, these young girls, how to be a mother. See, you can't be a mother Monday through Friday and a stripper on Saturday. We need to teach these young boys how to be fathers. You can't be a father to your young girl and you got two or three girlfriends.
Right.
And so there's a whole different dynamic now, not only in the schoolhouse, but even in the church house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another interview right there. I won't even go there right now.
we'll come back in 2017, though. We'll come back in 2017.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it has to be absolutely challenging being bivocational. The first years of pastoring, I did it, and and my husband did much longer than myself. But it can also be rewarding when a light bulb goes off in the eye of a child or the eye of a teen, and they get it, or when salvation walks in the house for the ministry, and deliverance comes forth, and they get it. So it's a twofold emotion. Now, are you able to turn off the pastor in the classroom and turn on the drama and turn off the drama in the classroom and be the pastor? How does that work?
Well, you know, because it's the school, I cannot, you know, bring religion into the school, but that does not stop me or prevent me from giving words of encouragement. That does not stop or prevent me from encouraging not only the students, but their parents to go above and beyond and to do much more than just the average person would do. And so, as you said earlier, just the presence of being in the school brings about a change, because, you know, where there's darkness, when light shows up, darkness has to leave. And so sometimes you don't have to say a word. Just your mere presence can change the entire atmosphere of any situation.
I agree. We're here talking with Dr. Will Hayes today. We're going to hear from another one of our advertisers, and we'll be right back with him, because I would like for him to share about the new ministry, what God has placed in his hand. Don't go anywhere. Walking in Power, Blog Talk Radio is on the air.
Moby Flyers, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Moby Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but transports your ministry, business, and events into the future. A Moby Flyer is fun to interact and engage your consumers and numerous potential clients. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. For more information, visit mobyflyers.mobi.
BT Elite Consulting Group, a medical billing and denial management company, providing elite services to your practice.
Are you a healthcare provider? Are you starting a new practice? Do you need to clean up your old A&R? Or do you want to be reimbursed sooner? Or is your current billing terrible? Take the next step towards a permanent solution. Use our billing services today. Some of our services include pre-verification of insurance, 24 to 48 hour claim billing, and consistent revenue flow. Call now, 404-913-2152, or visit our website at www.btelite.com.
As I said, we're here with Dr. Will Hayes, and he's really sharing with us some great nuggets of life, ministry, and practical living. Dr. Hayes, tell us about the new ministry, God's Word and Christ Ministries, a church of order and excellence.
Well, God has been good to us, whereas we give God all the glory, praise, and honor. Prior to God's Word and Christ Ministries, I pastored a local Baptist church for 8.5 years, and the Lord moved us to to move out and do God's Word and Christ Ministries as a new church plant, because there were some things that we wanted to do at the former church that we were somewhat limited to doing. But it's a great church, and, you know, the people, great people, and we parted because when you've been in a relationship that long, you try to part without, you know, any nasty feelings. And so we parted because we felt that we had pretty much done all that we could do for one another in that regard. And so August the 3rd of 2014, God's Word and Christ Ministries, the Healing Station, became a reality. And we started, small group of us, about 35, 40 of us set out. And since that time, God has been good to us. We are now doing things in the community on a monthly basis. We have a monthly outreach that we do each and every month. We are in the process now of attempting to partner with different organizations and companies, bringing the community and the church back together as that village that it once used to be. And so God has been good to us over the last 2 years. Matter of fact, 2 years and 4 months, God has sustained us, and we give God all the glory.
Praise God. Praise God. A new church plant is so always exciting, challenging. But I just bless God for the work that you're doing. And we know that God is going to continue to bless that which you put your hands to do. Tell us about, are there services? How can our listening audience get in contact with you?
Yes, we have a website, www.gwcmatlanta.org. Once again, www.gwcmatlanta.org. And we can also be reached on via Facebook. Just type in God's Word and the and sign Christ Ministries and join our Facebook page and follow us there. Or you can call the church office, 404-294-4775. Once again, 404-294-4775. Our services are every Sunday morning, 9 a.m., and we're currently meeting at 661 Deal Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, the address, 661 Deal Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. Every Sunday at 9 o'clock, we start on time, and we get out on time. 90-minute worship, 10:30, we're walking out the door, going to IHOP or Waffle House, whichever one you like. But at 10:30, we're leaving out because we believe that it don't take God all day to do nothing.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Dr. Hayes, you have the honor of being our final guest for 2016 on Walking in Power of Blog Talk Radio. And as we normally do, God leads us to ask that particular person of the final year to leave us with some parting words for this year that will take us into the next year. So if you would just give us a few words, maybe about 2-3 minutes, about what 2006 has meant and what do you believe 2017 will mean?
Well, 2016 was a very interesting year. We had ups and we had downs, but if you are able to listen to this broadcast, that means you're still here. You're still alive. You still have life. And Jesus the Christ said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. One of the biggest things that took place in 2016 was the election. There were those who felt that the current president-elect Donald Trump would not have won the election. Well, here it is. As Christians, as believers, we have to understand that it's not all about, yes, we're involved in politics and we're involved in economy and social this and social that. We want to be involved in all of those facets. However, over and above all of that, we have to believe the Bible that we read. We have to believe that we are more than conquerors. We have to believe that no matter who is in the seat of the presidency, that God said that the government shall be upon his shoulders. And so God's not going to allow nothing to happen that's going to cause us great harm, because that would go against the word of God. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you and to give you hope, a future with, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who's even in your house. But what matters is that God still sits high and God still looks low. And so I want to encourage somebody on today, going into 2017, it's time for you to purge. I hear the Lord saying, purge some things, purge some friends, even some family members. Sometimes there are some friends, some coworkers, even your so-called boo, your bae. You've got to step back and take a closer look at what you're doing and who you're doing it with, because 2017 is going to be a great year, but God is giving all of us the power to make the necessary changes to ensure that it is what God has already predestined it to be.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Hayes. We receive those words. We shall take them and move forward in 2017. Again, I agree with you. 2016 was a very interesting year. And to me, I stand with you on the scripture, and the government shall be upon him. And the government shall be upon him. So I just believe in God, because nothing happened by surprise. None of this took God by surprise or by happenstance. He knew it would happen. So I just praise God for what is going to happen in 2017. I hear the Lord saying we shall grow and glean in 2017. Yes. It's time to really go into his word and begin to glean from his word, not from opinions, not from Facebook posts, but to glean from his word, because he's going to give us a rapid release, and we need to be ready. I hear the Lord saying rapid release, so we've got to be ready. I tell you, Dr. Hayes, thank you so much for being our special guest. We look forward to having you on again in 2017. But God has really blessed us on today, and thank you. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for your words of inspiration, and thank you for being our special guest.
Amen. It has been a tremendous blessing. And Pastor, I want to say to you, I want to encourage you briefly and tell you to keep doing what you're doing, because it's making a difference in the lives of so many people. Some may not come back to say thank you, but in the Bible, only one came back. But that's all it takes sometimes to encourage us to keep on moving on and doing what God has given us or assigned to our hand. Only takes one person to say thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Dr. BJ, for doing what you're doing, because it has changed my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hayes. God bless you. Well, we've completed another year of 2016 of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you again in the coming year. But please remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, always in power. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this particular broadcast, please visit women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon. We'll see you next year. Remember, grow and glean in 2017. Get ready for a rapid release.